I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juba Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I'm Andy, this is The Netball Show, and before we look at last week's fixtures in more detail, here's Zara with a roundup of the results.
Round 4 last weekend saw a game postponed. Team Bath versus Seven Stars will be rescheduled. On Saturday, Surrey Storm faced Wasps. They lost 47-70, but more importantly, it was the annual fundraiser for ex-manager Tom and a fundraiser for Cancer Research UK. It was a special tribute match and a celebration of what Tom did for members of both teams. Also raising money for Cancer Research UK, Loughborough Lightning hosted Sirens on Saturday and they had a pink party. The home side won 60-49. Monday saw Dragons play in front of their home Green Army fans but lost 44-66 to Mavericks. The live game broadcast on Sky saw London Pulse travel to play Manchester Thunder and that finished 62-47.
Dragons were at Sport Wales for the first time this season, as Saracens Mavericks were the visitors. Well, Dragons lost 44-66, and Nia Jones spoke to Beth Fisher from BBC Wales.
Nia, a decent first half performance, but a loss is a loss.
Yeah, and you know, we're well aware that netball is a four-quarter game, and I thought we stayed within reach in the first half really well, even though we dropped behind. I thought we reacted to it really positively, and second half we came out a different team, just way too slow out the blocks.
How frustrating is that as captain and a player on the court when you have a first display where you could almost beat a team and then you come out like that in the second?
I think that's what the Super League is going to be like this year. I think if teams play to the best of their ability, they'll come out with a result. And we only did that for half a game today, so no complaints. We know how explosive and how emphatic Mavericks can be when they're on it. And we just let their momentum swing right over to them second half, and we couldn't disrupt it.
Would it be fair to say their shooting circle probably the better out of the two today?
I think so. I think, you know, Kadeen and Georgia Fisher have been playing together a little bit longer than Khalifa and Chelsea. But to be fair, I thought Khalifa and Chelsea and Eleanor Winch came on, were offering still good positions. I think we just became a little bit hesitant in possession. Didn't stand up to the physicality of Mavericks as well as we did in the first half. And yeah, I mean, to drop as far back as we did second half is just not good enough.
Five-day turnaround now. Sirens on Friday. Always a big clash with your Celtic cousins up there.
Yeah, 5 days, that won't bother us. You know, we're used to it in netball playing in close succession, but we're going to have to make the most of our training and our contact time this week because, as we say, if we play to the best of our ability against Sirens, we'll get the win. And if we don't, then, you know, it'll be another night like tonight.
Chelsea Lewis said there were positives to take from the game.
I think we're moving in the right direction. Sadly, we ain't consistent enough to compete with a team like Saracens Mavericks yet, but definitely a lot of positives.
Kat Ratnapala was pleased with her side's performance on Monday against Celtic Dragons.
A 66-44 win for us, 10 players out on court, and a performance that's still gaining momentum. Lots of positives to take, lots still to work on, but definitely building throughout the season. Standout performances from George Fisher, player of the match, and also Kadeen Corbin for fans player of the match. A definite shooting masterclass in that circle with really high shooting percentages and volume. Lots to build and looking forward to our next game on Monday versus Wasps.
George Fisher described the result against Dragons as a pretty score. 2 sixes and 2 fours, which we quite liked.
Definitely like highly contested, but enjoyable. I think at times got a bit tough and we just pushed through it and it felt good to sort of go through that like slog almost at the other side.
Cool. Enjoying being back in the Mavericks dress?
I am. At first it was like really weird being back. I was like, being back in my old colours, but it feels so like natural now. So it's nice. I'm like a few games in, a few good wins, so yeah, it feels good.
Cool. And today, good win against Celtic Dragons. How are you feeling in the build-up towards Wasps game next week, your old side?
It's always, always so tough playing your old team, no matter how well you ended off with them. It's always weird playing them, so I'm excited. It'll be interesting to see, like, I spent 2 years just playing against him, then playing against me, so it should be good. I'm excited, but obviously they're a little bit, going to be a little bit nervous. It's that old team, but they're lovely girls, and I'm sure it'll be good.
And let's hear now from Seven Stars defender Jodie Ann Ward on how she's finding things so far.
Jodie Ann Ward, Lady Knight. Seven Stars.
Yes. Okay, so how are you settling into England? How different is it from Jamaica?
I'm settling in great, I think. The weather is really different. I hate the weather, but I think I'm coping. I have to cope. I have a few months to go.
And I promise it will get a little bit warmer.
I hope so. Soon.
Not a lot, but a little bit. Obviously, you've burst onto the scene a bit in the Super League. How are you finding Super League netball?
It's hectic. Yeah, having to play competitive games on a weekly basis, it's really challenging, but I think it's good. Yeah.
Cool. And what's Sam Bird like as a coach?
She's great. Her personality is fun. She's really good to work with, and you can talk to her about anything that you're having challenges with. So that's good.
You're obviously involved in the Stars camp on Sunday. And I've spotted you out on social media doing some coaching in Malvern. Are you looking forward to it? How do you find kind of getting out and meeting some of the young future stars?
I'm really excited about it. I haven't really worked with children much, but I think I'll enjoy the session. I really appreciate being in Malvern last week. That gave me a little more pumped exposure. But I'm really excited for it.
Wow, round five already. This Friday, Sirens will play Dragons at the Emirates Arena. Coming up on Saturday, Stars play Thunder, Lightning face Team Bath, and London Pulse will face Surrey Storm at the Copper Box. On Monday, Wasps Netball welcome Saracens Mavericks to the Ricoh Arena, and come and say hi, as we'll be there too.
On Monday, Wasps are facing Mavericks at the Ricoh. We caught up with Chloe Essam, who's recently made her debut, and asked her what it's like to be part of the squad.
Just lovely here at Wasps, and I'm really enjoying it.
And you get to play with all those experienced players as well.
Yeah.
Are you learning a lot from them?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, obviously all the girls going from the COD series, it's been so inspirational for people like Rach coming out of England and then coming back in and absolutely having a storm of the game. I learned so much from Rach, just the constant communication, like if I'm doing something that, I don't know, that isn't right, she'll tell me, and just honestly having her on court is just amazing. Like, obviously I didn't know Mel before I went to uni, and just she's so lovely. It's just been so like warming to come into like an environment where obviously I didn't know half of the girls, and obviously being at uni with Mel, it's just nice to have her obviously at uni. And
as we continue the build up to Monday's game, I've been speaking to Josie Huckle.
Making a decision to join Wasps for the third season wasn't a decision that I took lightly. Obviously, the first year was sensational. It was just a fairy tale journey. Tamsin brought a load of netballers together. She created a franchise from scratch, and we managed to have a brilliant season. There obviously were ups and downs, but ended up coming out on top and winning a title. And it was just such a sensational thing to be part of, being a brand new franchise and winning a title. And we won our second title, but obviously for me personally, and for those who know me or those who have followed my journey, know that it wasn't the easiest of seasons for me. Obviously it was quite a difficult one. I didn't get a lot of court time, and I worked really hard in training, and I took on all the advice I was given by my coaches, but there just wasn't space for me on the court. There's obviously other players were doing brilliantly ahead of me, and it just wasn't my time to play. So when I was asked to join us for the third season in a row, obviously I had to think about it and I had to process what I want. But actually, when it came down to making my decision, I knew that where my heart was, and I knew that Wasps is a place for me. I'm really looking forward to working with Mel. I've never worked with her solely. Obviously, I've worked with her as an assistant coach, and with Tamsin leaving the way. But I'm really, really excited to see what Mel can bring to the team and what she can do for me personally as well. I've never had her as a head coach. I really like her style, so she's really organised, and she's implemented loads of new things this year already. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she does and how she can bring our third season together, and hopefully we can chase a third title.
Have you seen your game develop over the last couple of seasons?
Ever since I started working with Tamsin, my game has definitely improved. She has been possibly the best coach I've ever worked under. She's so clever, she's insane, and she really puts the time and effort in. I know that there's been many sessions that we've done, either one-on-ones or two-on-ones or three-on-ones, and Tamsin's really focused on stuff that we want to work on. She's really happy to listen, take feedback, and discuss the things that we want to work on specifically, and she's determined to get the best out of us. The amount of times we have spent doing rebound sessions because Tamsin wasn't happy with the amount of rebounds we got, just to make sure we were the best team in the league and we were absolutely unstoppable. She's made me into the player I am today, and I obviously really appreciate all the hard work and effort she's put into me. I've loved having Mel there as well, because she's a second eye. She's obviously a shooter by nature, so she's tends to more work with one of the shooters, but I know that anytime I've gone to her with a question or a query, she's been able to answer my question and has really helped me. I think being in an environment where we're like a big family, we're all really friendly, I get on with the girls really well, you thrive in that environment and you learn and you grow and you develop as a player. And obviously I got my first England cap playing when I was playing at Wasps, so that kind of obviously must have something to do with it. I'm just looking forward to chasing that third title. Well, for me, it's my fifth title, hopefully. It's four in a row currently, and it'd be five if we win this year. Not that I keep banging on about it or anything.
Remember, that game's live on Sky on Monday night.
The new blog section of the Netball Show website has really taken off, and we welcome your contributions too. Our new section includes a weekly roundup of all things Prem. We have a new blog from Courtside Comments, alongside Super League players' thoughts throughout the season. So far, we've heard from Rachel Shaw, Fran Williams from Wasps, and we can share the news here that an international player has just sent us their first blog. So keep an eye out on thenetballshow.co.uk/blogs for that one. As always, you're welcome to send us a DM with who you'd like to see, or if you'd like to get involved on Twitter, @TheNetballShow. Thanks for the feedback and support. It's really appreciated. The reviews and quick star rating helps if you can, but more importantly, we'll see you at the game.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.